وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the program for humanity. We are looking at the human traits, things that makes us human, and specifically we are looking at the bad ones, because if you can avoid these bad ones, we can become good human beings. One of these traits that we seem to have, well, actually not seem to have, that we actually do have, is, as the Quran refers to it, ittiba'ul hawa, following our desires, following our needs and our wants. And there is nothing more devastating than following our needs and desires, even if it's against the law, or even if it means another person will be harmed in between. That's how bad we are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Al-A'raf, verse 175 and 176, He says, وَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتَنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. Give them the example of the person who we have given him our ayat. And this is, Allah is talking about Bal'am bin Ba'ura, the man who was at the time of Musa alayhi salam. And he says, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا. I skipped the verse. وَلَكَنَّا أَخْذَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى. But this person, he follows his own desires. So we kind of kept him on earth. And then Allah gives example of him. He says, فَمَثَلَهُ كَمَثَلُ الْكَلْبِ. His example is that of a dog. How so? إِن تَحْمَلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَثْ وَإِن تَتْرُكُهُ يَلْهَثْ. If you leave the dog alone, he will be still out of breath. If you chase the dog and he's still out of breath. So Allah says this is a person who follows his hawa. وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى. بَلَمْ بِنْ بَعُورَ. Allah says, أَتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ آيَاتَنَا. We have given him our signs, our knowledge. And the hadith says he had al-ismul a'zam, the greatest name of Allah, which he can flip the universe like a coin if he wanted to with that name. But out of greed, out of jealousy, out of pride, when Musa a.s. became a prophet, he said, oh, how does that work? I'm a good guy. Allah should have made me the prophet, not Musa. And then he wanted to do dua against Musa alayhi salam. That's the level he got to. So Allah says, فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. We took everything from him. And then he went down. So because of ittiba'u al-hawa, following one's desires, it could put you in a place where you don't want to be. It will put you in a place where you would find yourself in the, at least the darknesses of this world and the deepest holes in the hereafter, which God forbid nor me or you want to even consider. So, and this concept of tuba al-hawa, mind you, is a very lengthy topic in ilm al-akhlaq, when we talk about the science of morals or ethics or morality. It's one of the biggest topics. And sometimes it's usually it's the first thing that's discussed. Because tiba'u al-hawa, Allah says, مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَ وَهَوَى. There are those who take their desires and their needs as their lords, as their gods, something they would worship. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, حُبُّكَ لِلشَّيْءِ يُعْمِي وَيُصِمْ. He says, you love for something, it will make you deaf and blind, or blind and deaf. And this hadith cannot be more accurate. I mean, even if you don't tell me the chain of narrators, I would accept it 100%. Why? Because this is something that we do. When we fall in love with something, it doesn't matter how much people advise us that this thing is bad and is not good for us, we will never listen. Because our feelings, our hawa, our desire is connected to it. You know, sometimes a person falls in love with a woman and he wants to marry her. When everyone around him, they tell him this woman is a bad woman. She does not make a good wife. You should not approach her. For reasons 1, 2, 3, 4. But he says, no, you're wrong. And he would go ahead and he would marry that woman. And then after a while, he realizes that he made a mistake. So this hub, this love, the Prophet says, made him blind. And each one of us, without exception, each one of us loves something at the end of the day. We either love our partners, we love our children, we love our cars, our houses, our money, even my health and my body, I could fall in love with. I and you, we love things. And if we don't control that love, which is that related to the nafs, the self and its desires, it can control me, it can consume me, I can be enslaved to it. And then once a person becomes occupied and becomes imprisoned with his desires and his wants and needs and his hawa, then he becomes as good as a blind and deaf. He would not hear anymore and not see anymore. Even if he sees the faults of the person that he loves in front of him, he would still not accept the fact that they are wrong and not good for him. So we have to be very careful. A hadith from Amir al-Mu'minin salamullah alayhi, he says, إِنَّكَ إِنْ أَطَعْتَ هَوَاكَ. If you follow your desires, أَصَمَّكَ, it will make you deaf. That's the first thing. If you become a servant to your desires, وَأَعْمَاكَ, and made you blind, وَأَفْسَدَ مُنْقَلَبَيْكَ. And this is an add-on from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. وَأَرْضَاكَ. So it will make you blind, it will make you deaf, and it will corrupt your heart. It will corrupt you in this world. مُنْقَلَبَيْكَ means this world and in the hereafter. So in this world, a person, you know, he would lose, he would fall into, he chases something that he loves and he will never get it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has this thing where sometimes he just wants to test us. And you can try as much as you want, but you won't get it. So you lose in this world. And in the hereafter, obviously, there's punishment. So we have to be very careful. What are dark? It would be your demise. It would be the end of you. In this world will be the end of you. And also in the hereafter. So we have to be very careful when it comes to the things that we need, the things that we love, to be very careful not to be consumed by it. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa ali nabiyil azim.